You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's fixtures. Joining us here for the second half of an FA Trophy second round qualifying match here at home at the Snow Stadium with the Stags taking on Barnstaple Town FC. And, well, it's been a first half to remember for the Stags. A first half hat-trick from Hisham Kassimu has put the Stags 3-0 up at the interview at the interval. Benji Rees alongside Doug Webber on a brilliant afternoon here. I mean, the sun is really beating down. It does not feel like autumn. It's like we're in the middle of summer at the moment, and we've got some summer-style football being played from the Stags as well.
Yeah, samba-style. I like it. Samba football. But no, the sun has just dipped below the top of the stand here, so it's now fully into our eyes here in the commentary box. But I'm not displeased. It's nice. It's warm in the sun, and Tottenham are winning, so can't complain.
So let's talk about that first half, which was a comfortable one for the Stags, and yet 3-0 up, it still feels like they've got more in the tank.
Yeah, and I think they've got more work to do as well. I think they will realise that actually they could have been a lot further ahead than they are. But a Kassimu hat-trick. First goal was a ball sliced through the centre of the Barnstaple defence, and a great finish by Kassimu. Defensive error for the second one, and he was able to finish that as well. And then an outside of the boot effort to put it round Arthur for the third. So, yeah, it was a convincing first half performance.
Yeah, Jack Arthur on his debut for Barnstaple Town might have been their best player, which is saying something when they're 3-0 down. Such is the life of the goalkeeper sometimes.
It doesn't bode well, does it, if your goalkeeper is the top performing player on the pitch for you? That normally tends to say that you are under a lot of pressure.
Arrowed ball forward from Olamiwa, doesn't come to anything, and now they're trying to play it out of defence, looking for a 1-2, but there was no one on the end of it. Bourne takes the throw, goes back to Olamiwa. Stags attacking left to right as we're looking at from the top of the Wessex Heartbeat stand here at the Snow Stadium. No changes at halftime for either side. So the two lineups for Barnstaple Town: Arthur in goal, William Ellis, Kyle Darrah, Tony Radford, Harry Banforth, Lewis Edmondson, Alan Joel Joseph, Nathaniel Hawkins, Philip Kelly, Zaid Mohammed, and Kobe Bryant is on for Stephen Filsell, and unchanged for AFC Totten as well. Noyce in goal. I'm just going to take a little bit of a pause as they try and put one round the corner for Kassimu, but he wasn't making the run. Lewis Noyce in goal. Three at the back of Olamiwa, Medway and Zuba. Bourne and Reggett as wing-backs. A midfield three of Reed and Garlow and Masterton. And then up front, Shaquille Gwengui and the hat-trick scorer from the first half, Hisham Kassimu.
It shows the protection that the midfielders offer. I can't remember Zuba having much of the ball at all in that first half. He had a couple of headed clearances, but apart from that, he's been unchallenged.
Bourne plays one forward for Kassimu. He's got it by the corner flag. Cuts it back brilliantly for Bourne. Tries to get to the byline. Keeps it in bounds. Pullback. Finished with aplomb by Freddie Reed. The second half starts in the same fashion as the first, with an early Stags goal, and it's 4-0.
Yeah, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because they haven't got started yet, Barnstaple, and already they're picking the ball out of their net.
A little bit of interplay down in this right corner. Just about managed to hook it through to Bourne. Took it right to the touchline. Barnstaple players were appealing that it was out of bounds. Referee in the line, I had a good look at it, didn't agree. Pulled back for Freddie Reed, and he just powers it from no more than 6 yards out into the goal, and it's already 4-0.
It's going to be a long, long day for these Barnstaple boys, but the crowd, there's a good crowd here. There's a good crowd here that are getting a feast of football, which is great.
They are. This game potentially promised goals coming in, and it has delivered at least a hatful of goals so far. We'll see if there's any more as this game goes on. Mentioned that over their last four games, they've conceded on an average 7 goals a game, Barnstaple Town.
That is quite a stat, isn't it? Across four games, to concede 28 goals is quite a stat. And it's getting worse today.
Well, if they can stand firm here, they will improve that average, but that's not necessarily saying a huge amount, having, of course, conceded 4 already. Just a couple of minutes into the second half, listening to Stags Radio with Benjamin Rees and Doug Webber. 5 minutes gone into the second half, and that Reed goal after the Kasimu first half hat-trick has put the Stags up 4-0 here in this FA Trophy second round qualifying match.
It's quite a mouthful, that, isn't it?
A little bit. Long ball forward from Zuba. He's picked out Riget. On the touchline, couldn't keep it in bounds. Kasimu finishes, but the flag was already up. It was a nice little cross in. Kasimu certainly didn't know anything about it.
Oh, he is disappointed by that, isn't it? That disallowed goal as the ball was out of play on the far side.
The goal music's gone playing, but it will be for nothing. So just about getting the message through that it's disallowed.
Just having a little bit of a few technical difficulties there.
So here's Riget trying to slip one through to Gwengui. Maybe, a foot out of reach. Medway wins it. Is it going to break for anyone? Not that time. Going to be a throw on that far side into much the same place where Riget couldn't keep the ball in play.
Yeah, almost identical positioning, actually. Yeah, right in front of the group of Barnstaple fans.
Tried to be hooked forward by Reed. Barnstaple clear their lines, and Zuba has all the time. I don't know if he's even going to get a touch on it in the end. He's not. He's just going to watch it roll back to Lewis Noyce.
In his tangerine kit today. He looks very swish in that, doesn't he?
And he's had a very, very quiet day. He's only touched the ball maybe once, twice. Bourne, again, hooking up nicely with Kasimu on this near side, down to the corner flag. Bourne's going to put a high ball in, looking for Gwengui. Well claimed by Jack Arthur. Just asking a couple of different questions there, making the keeper go up early and go up high for it. And he did, well, he was not really troubled with it, but it's worth asking the question.
No, he collected it well there, and that'll be a bit of a confidence booster for him as well, because the thing that he's done most in this game so far is pick the ball out of his net.
Which is a shame, because he has made a couple of
very, very good
strong saves.
Yeah.
One particularly at close range from Kasimu that looked for all the world like it was going to nestle in the back of the net. But his long ball forward is too long, and it's going to bounce not quite onto the Snows advertising board behind the goal, but not far away. And it will be a Stags goal kick, which Noyce just places down and plays out quickly to Olamiwa.
We've mentioned it before. We'll mention it again. If you do have a free Podbean account, you can get in touch with the show. Send us a message on the Podbean, and we will do what we can to respond to every message that we get.
And when we're not on there, you can find us during the week as well on Twitter at Stags Radio. Here's Masterton. Has Reed sprung the offside trap? He hasn't on that time.
This is the most far forward I've seen Freddie Reed play in a little while. This second half, he's playing.
He's got some license to stride forward, hasn't he? And he scored a couple of goals this season, most of them from range, but that with the goal to start of the second half, followed up nicely on the 6 yard box, just banged in before Arthur could really do anything about it.
Yeah, he did score. He has scored a couple of superb goals this season. One was a lob here, which was probably from about 30 yards. That was great. And another powerful drive elsewhere. Yeah, he's a great player, Freddie Reid. And I think he's one of those players that doesn't get enough credit. He's a small frame. He's an agricultural midfielder. He's a midfielder. He's very talented.
I think what always impresses me about Reid is that he reads the game very well. You know, he's not afraid to make challenges, but it seems like a lot of the time he wins the ball back because he's intercepting it rather than sticking a foot in. A couple of balls have gone out of play behind that stand on the far side, so Stroud calls for another ball to be delivered.
How many do they have?
Looks like Woodsy's going to get a good workout.
Yeah, they've only, after this one, they've only got two more, so three. Two out of five balls are currently in the car park here at the Snows. So
yeah, that section of the car park was coned off as well when I arrived.
It's because they knew that those balls were going to go into it.
Ah. Very prescient, that one. This ball's hooked forward. Arthur has to come off his line to prevent Kasimu getting there first. The ball's going to ricochet, however, to N'Golo. Trying to feed it through to Reggett. Reggett does brilliantly. Shows a clean set of heels. Gwengui's calling for it in the box. It might go to Kasimu! 5-0! Bang! Reggett brilliantly knocked it past the defender, sprinted onto it. There were a couple of players waiting for it, whipped the ball in. It was behind Gwengui, but a first-time finish from Kasimu.
And that's what I was going to say. It was behind Gwengui, and I think Gwengui was the intended target. But that's the thing, is having the two up front together, Kasimu's there to collect the second ball, and it's a superb finish on his left foot yet again.
Well, the hat-trick has now turned into a four-goal haul from Kasimu, and it might be going from bad to worse for Barnstable, because I have just seen a very threatening substitute lurking. And it looks like that maybe, well, there are a few players that you would not want to see in this situation if you are Barnstable. One of those is a man with a lot of strapping on that right wrist, because Jordan Gallo is done for the day, and coming on in his place is Ethan Taylor. So wow. Might go from bad to worse here.
And he is some footballer, Ethan Taylor. He's a very, very young, hungry footballer. And it will be interesting to see how he gets in his name, how he makes his name in this game. He's being tipped as one of the next big things at this level. So it'll be good. He's not played a great deal of football in the last few games, but yeah, now he's back involved, having had that minor operation on his hand. He'll be relishing this opportunity.
Yeah, I think any player coming on here for Tottenham, without wanting to be disrespectful to Barnstable, will know there's an opportunity for goals and a little bit of champagne football. Spinning out of a tackle is Masterson and getting it through. And Taylor's first touch is to deliver a ball down the left wing for Reggett, but he hasn't timed the run and he's been caught offside. That line's come a little bit higher this half from Barnstable, again trying to catch the offside trap, and it's worked a couple of times. But as we've seen, there is the danger with the pace that this Tottenham side has to be hidden behind.
And they will have to be careful if they are playing a higher line, because it's not just those longer, more direct airborne balls that Tottenham can play with such venom, that they also have a real cutting ball through that would be just as dangerous. And the players that are up front have that pace that you've just mentioned to reach out and get onto those balls.
So Kasimu's drifted out more towards this right wing in the second half, but he's still got at least one more goal to his tally. Now Olamiwa trying to play one over the top, searching for Gwengui. They're appealing that Arthur caught the ball outside his area. Bamforth kind of got in the way to prevent Gwengui from applying too much pressure. The linesman was right there, and Stroud had a good look at it as well, but didn't see anything wrong with it.
I think he was out of his area there, and I think he's very, very lucky, because that would have been him in some big trouble there.
Yeah, they do have a backup keeper on the bench, I think, in the form of Dominic Lata. I'm assuming the reason he's got the 22 shirt number is because that's just whatever number the backup keeper is given for them.
Yeah, it's not often you see it at this level, a sub wearing 22.
So it's obviously give them a number that no one else will have.
Yeah, very true.
Here's Bourne. Wins the throw. off the foot of Kyle Darrah, and he wants to get it in play quickly. He's got a couple of options. He's got Masterson short, Kasimu a little bit longer. Now Gwengwe comes towards the ball. Plays it back to Bourne. Gwengwe will perhaps try and drift inside. Instead, he plays Masterton. Turns. Kasimu's come right the way back into midfield, and he's rolled it across to Medway. Gwengwe wants it. Medway's going to go out instead to Reggett. Reggett now to Taylor. Trying to slip through Kasimu. Had to stretch behind him, and he couldn't turn it around the corner for Taylor to run onto.
There was an overlapping run there from Medway, and I think Taylor would have been better off playing him in because he was in acres of space on that far side to the centre-back.
So nice little bit of turn and control there to work out of a tired situation from Zayd Mohammed. And he's gone back into defence now for Barnstable. Head up, looking for a ball forward. Olamide was right on that. Too many of these balls forwards from Barnstable that are just far, far too comfortable for defenders of this experience and this quality for the Stags.
Yeah,
Gwengwe gets his feet in a little bit of a mess. Sorry to cut you off there, Doug. And he's clearly being got a lot of the arm there, did Kyle Darrah. No surprise to see Stroud blow up for the free kick.
Looked like there might have been a little bit of a kick out there from Shaq. And so the referee's just going to have a word. A referee of Keith Stroud's experience and quality, he will know that he will have seen that. He won't have missed that. So, just having a word with him, telling him to calm down and just relax a bit. There's no need for that.
Yeah, you're 5-0 up with half an hour left in this game. So you can afford to just cool the jets a little bit. The free kick is cleared long from Zuba. Kasimu can't get there. It might break for Darrah to push forward. Trying to find a ball in behind. He's found it as well. Zuba puts enough pressure on the shot from Joseph. And it's saved comfortably by Noyce. Just rolls to his feet in the end. And now they're trying to hit on the counter perhaps. Here's Reed. They're just going to take the sting out of it instead.
Yeah, they're not in any sort of rush now, are they? Just playing that patient game when they do get that ball back.
They've talked a lot in the past about game management. Often it's in the tighter games rather than being 5-0 up. But again, it's controlling that tempo, like the conductor of an orchestra, knowing when to really push the pace, and other times when you've just got to take a little bit off it and just, again, just give yourself a little bit of a breather, keep the game under control.
That's a lovely analogy.
Thank you. I quite like it as well.
Maybe that's a conversation that we'll have for another day. Who would play what instrument in this team?
That is interesting, actually, yeah. Olamide with the ball forward. Oh, it's ricocheted to Taylor. Brilliant touch and control, and a real finish. Unreal from Ethan Taylor. It was just slightly loose in defence. With one touch, he took it on the turn, played himself in, and with the left foot curled across the goalkeeper. Nothing Arthur could do. 6-0 to the Stags. Ethan Taylor just makes things happen, Doug.
What a goal. Yeah, that touch was... Oh, that was ridiculous. It was rude. The touch that he played there to just take all the defenders out of the game was just incredible. And the finish was just incredible.
I mean, it
as
came
well.
To him. It was such close range, but he was putting the pressure on. And when it was a little bit loose, again, with one touch, he just seemed to turn the defender, left him for dead. But he was still had a lot of work to do with the finish.
And the finish was pinpoint into that bottom right-hand corner. It was into the side netting.
It's actually the sort of thing they were practicing in the warm-up where, you know, you get the layoff from, I think it was Dan Sack when he was doing the layoffs today, but just putting them in stride, letting them hit a shot first time. And that's exactly what you saw in the warm-up. Buried it past the keeper. Nothing Arthur could do. 6-0 to the Stags. With half an hour still to play, there could be more, and they are on the front foot once more. Masterton going back to Taylor. Here's Gwengwe. I mean, if Taylor finds goal-scoring form as well, look out at that ball, searching for Reggett. Hasn't, again, struggled a little bit in this second half to really time that run past the offside trap.
Yeah, he's been working very hard, Jordan Reggett. I wouldn't be surprised if we do see... Ben Jefford come on in his place, or maybe even Sam Griffin at some point, because he's literally just been doing shuttle runs up and down that line.
Yeah, and there's the potential as well, obviously, if they wanted to do more of a like-for-like replacement, as you mentioned, Jefford or Griffin, but perhaps, you know, you can change the formation a little bit as well.
Yeah, I tell you one person who would be begging for a chance to get on today.
Brett Williams?
That is Mr. Brett Williams. He'll be wanting to be on that pitch. He'll be missing every minute of this.
Here's Bourne in space. Held up enough by Mohamed to have to go backwards. Now Olamiwa goes back out to Bourne. Lovely little cut inside. Finds Taylor in space. 25 yards out. Shoot from distance! Brilliant save from Jack Arthur, because it was hit with such power. He made himself big and he got a strong enough hand to palm it over the bar. Full credit to Jack Arthur in the Barnstaple Town goal on his debut, because it's six and it could easily be in double figures were it not for his presence there today.
That is a spectacular save. That is flying into the top corner from the dangerous Ethan Taylor, who since he came on has just been he's so lively. But no, Arthur leapt to his top, to his right, and that is a great, great save.
Taylor, corner's taken short to Taylor. Reed tries to put it in at the second time of asking. Maybe a little push in there, or maybe offside from the second ball, because the free kick is going to go the way of Barnstaple. And I think if you're Arthur, I mean, again, a strong save, but he'd much rather that he never has to make the save. Could have done a lot better job of closing Taylor down there on the edge of the box, because if you give him that time and you give him that space, he will punish you.
And that is the thing, is that they just, he seemed, on two occasions now, he seemed to find real huge gaps.
The first one was, you know, full credit for pressure, winning it up high. And again, how he took that touch and spanned the defender with one movement, I don't know. But that time, it was just a simple short ball and it seemed like defenders backed away, scared of having the ball taken past him, and it gave him the opportunity for a shot.
But we've spoken about, and they on the attack again, but that's just a misplaced pass there by Masterson.
Yeah, just hit it first time and put way too much on it.
But we've talked about, like, Ethan Taylor before, and his technical ability is second to none. And actually, his first touch is without question the best in this team. But the confidence of the guy to come off not many minutes recently, come straight on and just take shots on from 25 yards like that. Yeah, fair enough. He was uncontested.
And obviously, you know, taking a shot like that when you're 5-0 up is a bit different to...
Oh, no, of course. But also, the thing is that players from that distance quite often will look to go past the keeper low. But from that distance, to be looking for the top corners, and he very, very nearly found it.
I mean, he is aiming for quote-unquote top bins there, isn't he? And were it not for Arthur, he would have found it. Through ball, down the line. Kasimu tries to keep it in by the far left corner flag, and it will ricochet off the defender in the end. So a throw in good territory here for AFC Tottenham.
Oh, I'm struggling to get my breath back here as I just see Brett Williams coming down the line, and I think he's going to receive a few words from Woodsy. No, he's having a seat, but I did see him just starting to take his bib off.
Gwengwe has a shot charged down from distance. Barnstaple going back into their own defence. High ball forward. Olamiwa sticks out the outside of his right boot. Masterton brought that under control with the shoulder. A little bit of backyard football there.
Naughty. Naughty, that. I tell you what, he'll be getting a fine for that.
Someone's been playing a little bit of FIFA Street.
Yeah. Oh, what a throwback that is.
Unfortunately, our commentary is not quite the same as Dizzy Rascals, but what can you do?
No.
Barnstaple win it high up the pitch, trying to find an opportunity. Hawkins goes back. Their attacks have been few and far between, but they've perhaps got opportunity now. Turning, spinning. Can they get a shot away? Taylor comes back to do defensive dirty work, and they get the ball clear. Kasimu is going to keep that in bounds as well. And that's just going to allow them to just calm it down a little bit. Now they want to push the tempo. Reed will nod that back to Medway.
Joseph has been their most lively player, and he very nearly got into a shooting position there, but he has been their shining light so far in this game. And his ability, it doesn't seem to match the rest of his teammates, which is a shame.
Yeah, you do feel that these players have more than they've shown today, but such as the control exerted by the hosts, we haven't really seen it. Gwengwe has to hold the ball up. Can he slip through another stag? He goes out to Rickett on the wing. Wants to get and show them a clean set of heels. Turning, still Kasimu. Maybe just got that one a little bit late. Caught the defender, who buys the free kick in his own area. And, well, talked about the strength of the bench. Taylor's come on and he's made a brilliant goal. Had another effort shaved from range. Who's coming on now? It's only the man who scored 6/7 goals in his past two games. Brett Williams.
I've just heard an oh no from a Barnstaple fan. Yeah, they're not going to be wanting to see that number 14 coming on. But it again, yeah, as you've said, it shows the depth. Like he's scored, I'm going to say six, not seven. Six goals in two games. And he's getting a... Kasimu's getting a rapturous applause after his four-goal hole.
A well-earned rest for Hish. There could easily have been more goals out there for him today. But why run him into the ground when he's played brilliantly for his four goals? Brilliantly.
Yeah, and the finishes have been of the highest order.
Yeah, I mean, different goals, couple from long balls forward, a couple from winning the ball high up the pitch. And as you say, all of them have been brilliantly finished. And he could easily have had a couple more. One was brilliantly saved by Arthur. There was a diving header that he couldn't quite direct goalwards. But Kasimu's been brilliant today. And now Williams comes on in his place, so it's not going to get any easier. Offers a slightly different set of problems, Williams. Perhaps not as quick, but a bit more physical as an effort from range from Dara. Really the first shot on goal from Barnstable. Has to be palmed over the top from Lewis Noyce. So good to see that he's got to be alert to that one. Corner on the far side here for Barnstable Town that it looks like Joseph's going to whip in.
That was a good tip over the bar, but it didn't look like it was going to challenge Noyce too much. It was fairly central, but it was heading over Noyce and he just had to just tip a fingertip over it.
So high ball in towards the back post, but no one's going to get a touch on it. Comfortably out of play for a goal kick to Lewis Noyce. So potentially dangerous situation because we've seen there have been some vulnerabilities from set pieces for the Stags. Not on that occasion.
No, as there's a substitution for the away side as well. Seeing Daniel Tucker coming on. And it looks like it is, it's Philip Kelly. He's had a tough game today.
Yeah, he's been feeding on scraps. I think he'd be lucky to get scraps, such as the way that it's gone. But maybe a little bit of fresh legs will give the opportunity for put a bit more pressure on.
Yeah, what I will say is that I find it very difficult. Like, they get that opportunity to get a corner, you get that corner and then it's curled way too close to the goal. And you've sent all your players up and given them no chance to get on the end of it. I just feel like that's very wasteful.
Here's Reed, just about sneaks one through to Bourne. Cross looking for Gwengwe. It was too strong for him and it's going to roll out of play for a throw right down by the corner flag. So just over halfway through the second half here on Stags Radio. 3-0 in the first half from a Kasimu hat-trick. Reed buried from the edge of the six-yard box. Kasimu got his fourth. And a piece of brilliance from Ethan Taylor has the Stags up 6-0. And to say they are cruising, I mean, they are on the other side of the world on a luxury liner at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, isn't it? We're in the presence of Kobe Bryant, but you're talking about Globetrotters.
Well, I'll allow it.
Thank you.
I'm going to allow this.
Thank you. Silence.
I think that shows you what I really thought of it. Again, trying to find a little bit of space through. Nice close control demonstrated by Hawkins, but in the end, eventually he's crowded out and Barnstable win the ball back, but unfairly in the eyes of Keith Stroud.
I feel like we're quite lucky to be in the presence of Keith Stroud, a top referee.
I mean, you are a fully qualified ref as well, so big day for you.
I'm fully qualified, but not registered this year because I'm too busy commentating.
Here's Williams on the edge of the area, trying to find himself space. Drives the ball in, looking for Gwengwe. Cleared, but only as far as Zuba, who takes it on the chest. Looks a little bit unsure of what to do. So he's offloaded it to Reed, and he's burst forward himself. Williams from range. Tries to slip through Taylor. Spins, turns. Still Taylor. Somehow he's found a way through, but a brilliant covering challenge from the substitute Tucker prevented him from getting a shot away.
Those quick feet are causing so many problems. It's magical watching Ethan Taylor running forward.
It's a thing of beauty, isn't it? It's a real thing of beauty.
It really is. And there we go. There again, he gives a little nutmeg and then a little push in the back.
Yeah, but he tried to sneak one past the refs, but they were not having any of that one.
It looks like he's played every minute of every game, doesn't it? It looks like he's as fresh
doesn't
as
Doesn't look like blazing. he's had any time off. Or if he has, it's done him the world of good because he looks, as you mentioned, he looks fresh out there. And seeing Sam Griffin's doing a little bit of jogging as well with the bib on.
The other thing I've been impressed with is that actually Ethan Taylor's playing at the front of that midfield three. He came on for N'Golo, and he's actually stayed in that similar position behind the front two.
Yeah, it's a slightly different role.
Yeah.
But he's filled it like a traditional number 10, and he's done it brilliantly. Headed forward to Williams. He's trying to slip through Bourne. Curled over towards the far side for Gwengwe. Gwengwe looks up, tries to take it past the defender. He has done so. Now, can he find an outlet ball? Drives it across. Oh, it's off the base of the post, and it's ricocheted out. Gwengwe took it on himself. Got it across. Beat the keeper. And it wouldn't quite not only ricochet in off the bottom of the post, but it wouldn't break to Bourne, who was following it up either. And it could so easily have been seven there, Doug.
Oh, he is so unlucky there. That's hit the... It's absolutely rattled the post, and it's come out at such a pace, and it's gone past all of the defenders on its way out as well. But no, he did so well. It was the first real time that we've seen him actually driving on beyond defences.
And now Williams, with a pot shot from distance, is comfortably over the bar.
he's wanting to get in on the act, isn't he?
Yeah, I think what gave Gwengwe the space to shoot is you could see he was looking up, maybe looking for a drag back into the box. And that drew the defenders into that area. And it opened up the space for him to try and bang it in the bottom corner.
He had a lot of space there to kind of pick out his shot. And as he cut back in, yeah, he was just really unlucky.
And that goal might still be vibrating slightly from the power of the shot.
Yeah, my legs are still shaking from it.
Trying to hook one forward for Taylor. First time. Comes off the defender. Goes to Tucker. And, Bourne's gone down. Didn't really see what happened there. Trying to put it forward.
Yeah, that
Zuba clears up at the back.
That
and I think they
good.
Might put it out of play here. And indeed, just punted out of the far sideline. So I don't know whether he just pulled something or whether he landed awkwardly.
Oh, it looks like it might be cramp, actually.
It could even be cramp, because we mentioned it's quite a hot day now. The sun's come out. There's a black and red ladybird who has landed on one of our wires.
One thing I will say, I get this way about a number of players who have had serious injuries, but whenever you see Callum Bourne go down, knowing that he has, in the last kind of year or so, come back from a very serious injury, it's never nice to see him go down.
You do get a little bit extra worried as, Gwengwe's having a change of boot.
Yeah, well, he's got his shooting boots now. They were on the touchline, clearly.
Yeah. But literally put on the shooting boots. Nice.
But no, it looks like, so we were saying about Bourne, and I think it's good. He's just only being stretched off for a bit of cramp.
Yeah, let's hope so. And then, as we mentioned, there is plenty of space on the bench to potentially replace him.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see who would come on for him.
You can move Olumiwa across to right back, perhaps drop someone into left back,
or potentially a change of shape. You could go four at the back, and you could send another player further forward potentially.
Well, it looks like that last substitution is going to be made. I imagine it'll be Callum Bourne to come off. Sam Griffin is stripped and ready to come down. And when you've been absolutely run ragged for 75 minutes.
Oh, just to add insult to injury, Zoobs just goes over to see if he's all right as Callum Bourne gets back onto his feet and sprays a face full of water into Callum Bourne, which is just not the nicest thing to do. But no, yeah, Sam Griffin coming on. That won't mean any sort of change of shape.
Yeah, it looks like they might just keep Griffin on this right flank in that position where Bourne was earlier. We did see him play that position a couple of games ago against Alresford Town, when again they went with that 3-5-2. And yeah, more attacking intent shown in the substitutions, because they're not just saying we want to just manage this game. We're going to bring on goal scoring substitutes to get them a little bit of confidence, perhaps really try and not run up the score necessarily, but give everyone perhaps a little bit of a lift going into the next tough games. Here's Gwengwe on the edge of the area, trying to maybe craft one forward. Taylor's got it, lays it back to Masterton. Reed's got plenty of space in the centre, and he's got an option out wide. Slightly lofted ball to Reggett.
That's a great ball out wide onto the left-hand side there.
Medway's perhaps going to find an overlap, but Reggett will whip a ball in. It's high over everyone. It might break to Griffin here. Griffin lays it off to Taylor. Again, slightly behind Masterton. Reed from distance, blocked in the area. Now Medway finds Reed, sustains period of pressure this now for the Stags. Griffin cuts inside, gets beyond the defender, maybe tries to lay it off for Masterton, got it a little bit caught in the feet. Here's Taylor from distance, again trying to find space to shoot, curls it and fumbled a little bit there by Jack Arthur, but no one there to tuck in a rebound.
What a first 90 seconds for Sam Griffin. Straight into the action. First thing he does, wins a header. Then they win the ball back again, and he's straight away cutting inside, looking for options. That shows that he's been hungry for it. He's been ready for it. Straight on the pitch, straight into the action.
Goal kick goes straight to Zuber, and he puts it straight out of play for a throw on the far side. Ellis will take it quickly into the feet of Mohammed, trying to find it forward. And Medway puts a strong foot through it, out of play for a throw.
Just being passed a piece of paper here. So tomorrow, AFC Totten Sunday League team are playing Chamberlain Athletic. Top of the table, six-pointer between two sides with 100% records. Kickoff is at 10:30 at the Testwood Rec, if you do want to go and support the AFC Totten Sunday League team.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, undefeated, not just undefeated, 100%, won every game so far this season, which it's so nice to, you know, when you get the kind of that winning mentality at the club, it feeds down into all the teams as well. So full shout out to the Sunday teams and all of our junior teams as well. Long ball forward, brought under control by Raguette. Inside, Raguette shoots straight at Arthur. Had power, but not the accuracy.
They're all wanting to get on this score sheet now.
And why not?
No, why would you blame them as well? When you're 6-0 up, that's the thing, isn't it? They're footballers. They're hungry. They work in goals as their currency. And to have Kasimu scoring 4, how selfish.
I know, right? Got to spread it around. An opportunity now, perhaps from distance for Barnstable, but it is charged down. And Noyce will arrow that ball forward for Griffin to run onto. He's got a couple of players in the box. First time across, and Arthur was out to scoop it up. Brilliant ball out from Noyce. He spotted Griffin, he made the run, and he whipped in a very dangerous ball. But full credit to Arthur to get on it and smother it.
Noyce's ball out was incredible. It was flat, it was powerful, and it was straight into the path of Griffin. It was a shame that they couldn't make more of it, but Arthur did very well to collect that cross.
And that's what Noyce offers you in goal, not just the shot-stopping ability, but he does have quality with the ball.
Immaculate distribution.
That's the word, the distribution. So here's Barnstable, trying to work their way out of tight space. They've shown a little bit of, you know, tricks and turns to find their way out of those spaces. It was Zaid Mohammed that time, but there's just no real follow-up from it, trying to hook that one around the corner. It's just going to roll into the path of Olamiwa. He goes to Griffin. Now it's Reed in the base of midfield. They're just knocking it around nicely, Totten. Just waiting for an opportunity, perhaps, to put the foot on the gas once more.
Just seeing that the attendance is 265. Thank you guys for being in attendance. And if you're not in attendance, we hope that you've been listening in to Stags Radio instead.
Yeah, if you can't make the games, then obviously we are more than happy to provide the service. But if you are at the games, we feel we make a nice accompaniment to the action.
Or you could always... listen to our commentary at the game, which is the best way to enjoy AFC Totten games. As we see Barnstable just about to make a sub.
Yeah, this will be their third of 3 substitutes.
And it's Saunders coming on. Ryan Saunders will be coming on. Just seeing who will be making way. It looks like it might be William Ellis.
Yeah, coming all the way over from the far side. Just going to get a look at the... Justin can confirm that. It is indeed Ellis, who's had a tough day today. Put a shift in, but... It will be Saunders to come on in his place. So here's Medway. Tries to break the lines with a pass through to Taylor. Finds the pass, but then Taylor has the ball nicked away.
possible chance here for Barnstable going forward now.
Here's Joseph. He's perhaps been the liveliest player. Shot from range. Doesn't really test Noyce that much. Was close to him. Put out two hands and clutched it firmly. And again, he's looking for the quick ball out to Griffin. This one's a little bit undercooked, but it nearly broke to Williams.
And it was Tucker that he had outside him. Mohammed had Tucker outside him, but didn't pass the ball through to him, which maybe a bit selfish, that. I'm not sure.
And now a free kick is going to go Barnstable's way. So they're just trying to up the ante a little bit. Obviously, the result is probably beyond reach at this point, but still want to try and finish strong, get a goal, build some confidence. Totten win the ball, but again, another free kick is given the way of the visitors.
We've got a little bit of a buzz in our ears. We're hoping it's not making its way through to you. If it is, just let us know. We do apologise for that.
Reggett wins the ball. Here's Williams. Tries to loft one down the far side. Too strong for Gwengwe.
It's really warming up now, isn't it? Now we're in the full sun. It's getting quite heated under the collar here.
Again, I'm very surprised that you haven't taken the gilet off.
Oh, it's coming off.
Although I know if you take it off, it'll get cold again. So maybe keep it on.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't mind it just chilling down a little bit.
So not long left in this game as Williams wins the ball back high up the pitch and he wins a free kick for his troubles as well. Going to work out who's going to take the free kick. I think Reed is going to potentially whip this one in.
Yeah, and all three of the centre halves are making their way back up. Just seeing Jack Masterton drop in and Jordan Raggett into those defensive positions just to cover. Actually, no, Medway has given up the run. He's going to leave it to his taller colleagues.
There is some height in the box. You got Williams, Zuba, Olamiwa. Griffin's very useful in the air as well. High ball towards the back post for Zuba. Ricochets off the post and then off the other post. Somehow it doesn't go in. I've no idea how.
That is so unlucky. He was from pinpoint range and it comes off both posts and they are let off.
Not only did it not go in, but somehow it didn't get turned in either. But now Williams has it. So trouble's not out of range. Zuba from distance, and that is going to go way into the car park. He slipped as he shot, and I think he's probably got a bit of a smile on his face. Can't blame him for having a go on his birthday as well. But
he puts his hands up to apologise for that.
Getting the announcement of the attendance here over the radio. So confirmed, as we mentioned, at 265. So a goal kick now from Arthur. Once they, well, I was going to get that ball back, get a replacement ball more likely. A little bit of pushing and shoving underneath that one, and it's gone out for a Barnstable throw.
Yeah, big shadows being cast over the pitch now. Probably getting on for half the pitch in the shade. But Sam Griffin here on the near side, bathed in sun.
Totten very calmly knocking it around. Just trying to craft themselves a little bit of space. Williams has come very deep to get the ball. Olamiwa's found a ball forward to Gwengwe. He's got the ball back now.
That's good interplay there by Totten. And now Griffin is released.
Scraps to keep it in play. Goes all the way across. High ball, but he finds Reggett. And now Reggett has the pace to drive down. Opportunity to put a dangerous ball in, cleared behind for a corner.
I wonder whether he regrets not playing that back into a position on the end of, edge of the box there.
Not having that one.
What, a Reggett regret?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I tried it.
I thought about it earlier and was like, well, I wasn't happy enough with it to go for it.
Oh, no.
But you
just,
do you.
I just heard your slip of the tongue saying regret and I thought, yeah, I'll go for that.
Left some tasty bait out there. Reed will put the corner in. They've caused a little bit of problem And the header, I think it's off the head of Olamiwa this time, but it goes wide.
I think it was Griffin in the end, actually. I think it just came over Olamiwa's head, and I think Griffin was the one who put it wide. He just put his head in his hands as soon as it went wide, but that seemed like it's quite a long way wide from where they were.
They've caused real problems with those set pieces. So you've got to make sure that you're not giving away those corners and those free kicks if you're Barnstaple Town, although obviously results not in doubt at this stage.
No, and we know what it's like being on the receiving end of that, where we have a bit of trouble when we're competing for defensive set pieces. But no, like they haven't really put much pressure on us yet. Just going to have a look, see how long we've got. I reckon we've got about 3 and a bit minutes left.
Yeah, plus stoppages. And there may be, you imagine, with a couple of goals and 5 substitutions in the second half, there probably would be a fair bit of time added on. As Reggett just tries to steal through, nip the ball away. He's put out of play for a throw. Brett Williams goes over because he wants it taken quickly.
He wants to get on that score sheet, doesn't he? He's trying to speed everyone along, gives the ball to Reggett to play that throw, but now looking to find an option.
Puts one forward to Gwengui. Tackled, Reggett wins it back, but it's going to roll back to Barnstaple. Tries to slip one beyond Taylor. Hawkins goes central and plays it back, all the way back to Edmondson, who under a little bit of pressure from Gwengui, goes back to Arthur. High clearance. Zuba's underneath it. And offside flag is going to be given there.
Yeah, I think it was Joseph, actually. I think Joseph on this near side was just a little bit lazy with getting back on side. He didn't really interfere with play, but they gave it anyway.
So Olamiwa, with an arrowed ball, goes all the way through to Jack Arthur in the Barnstaple box. No real pressure applied. So he's just going to roll it out of his feet. Now Williams tries to put a little bit of a pressure on. High ball forward. Zuba underneath it once more, but his header only goes as far as Mohammed. He goes out to the right flank. Now they're trying to find a way and pick the pass through the midfield. Charged down well by Reggett out for a throw.
Good pressure then, again, from the Stags. They're not being punished for any little mistakes that they make. Not that there have been many of them, but when they haven't been punished by the opposition here. And the scoreline has shown that.
Edmondson goes all the way back to his keeper again. Another big clearance. Zuba gets a big head on it. Williams tries to charge this down, appeals for a handball, but it's not going to be as the referee plays advantage. And just as the advantage elapses, Griffin wins the ball.
Yeah, Keith Stroud thought about it. They had the opportunity to play that ball and it was a misplaced pass. So they did have the advantage, they just didn't use it.
Williams tries to play one forward first time for Taylor. Arthur comes out of his box to clear it out of play for a throw. And it ricochets off the corrugated iron roof of that far side stand.
And there's a couple of guys there in high vises just running out to go and collect those balls.
I thought for a second it was going to knock the VO cam off its pole.
Don't say that. That is a jinx and a half, that is.
Would have been some shot.
Oh, it would. Yeah.
Here's Williams. Goes back to Reed. He's got Griffin on the right-hand side. Griffin, just like he's got the defender on a string and he's found Taylor. Taylor's trying to find space. Slipping one through. Gwengui has it in the box. Puts it behind. Back heel. High ball in from Griffin. Header at the far post from Rigger. Into the ground and out of play. Behind for a goal kick, and that will do it. No added time to be played. Keith Stroud blows the whistle, and AFC Tottenham, a comfortable victory here, much the better side, with a 6-0 final score.
Yeah, and it was never in doubt, really, after the first few minutes. You got a feel for the away side. They crash out of the FA Trophy at the first stage, but it means that Tottenham are still in the cup. We're in the trophy, which is great news.
Nice to build on this a little bit, because obviously, as you mentioned, the FA Cup run never materialised. So if they can get a good run in the FA Trophy, that will be a big confidence booster for the Stags. Doug's just getting a little bit of a change over going.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello.
Good news. So I'm going to see if I can get down onto the pitch. Right. So here we go. Let's see if I can get down onto the pitch here.
Doug? Might help if Doug plugged the receiver in.
Oh, there we go. I can hear myself now.
Oh, see, that's a shame.
So if I can just get myself down. What a great result for Totten in this sunny, possibly the end of the sunny weather that we get this year, potentially. And they're getting a rapturous applause as they leave the pitch.
It is well deserved. They played brilliantly for a 6-0 win, and it still feels like they perhaps never really got out of third gear or so.
I'm just trying to find him. Where is Hish?
Are you looking for the man of the hour?
I am indeed. I can't see if he's... Oh, no, he's just...
When I say the hour...
Do all right down there, but it's going to be a hard game no matter what, anyway.
And the final thing I will say is that just mentioning it on the tannoy, that game against Scholing, local derby, it promises so much.
Yeah, it's a big game, isn't it? Yeah, we need to make sure we get one up on them. That's the main thing. It's going to be a hard game, especially the boys haven't played for a couple of weeks. Obviously, we had the Tuesday night against Mangotsfield, so this was a nice game to get back into. Hopefully, we'll come out of the traps on Tuesday. Go for it.
Super. Thanks for talking to me, Noisy. So, through in the trophy, like, it's great to hear from them, isn't it? Straight after the game, like, they're still on the pitch, like, giving people a round of applause, and that's great to see, isn't it?
Nice little fist bump there from the birthday boy Zoobs.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, he's I feel very privileged to get a fist bump on his birthday.
Hey, the defense didn't have a lot to do, but that's because I think there were maybe one or two shots from range for Barnstable, and that was it. Anytime they came forward, it didn't feel like there was any space for them to work opportunities. So they would go forward, look, didn't really find anything, go backwards, and everything got snuffed out before it started. And that's what you want, really, as a defence.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that you want to win every game without a challenge. Like, if in an ideal world, you'd win every game without a challenge, but the fact is that they kept their professionality today. Their professionalism was always on show. when they were keeping hold of the ball, they were doing it in comfort. Yeah, sometimes playing that more direct ball a bit too much, but yeah, they were never put under pressure, really.
Yeah, and it feels like, well, saying that, oh, you know, we won 6-0 and that it wasn't our best performance of the season feels like, it feels a little bit arrogant, but I think the players will know that they were a couple of chances they let slip. They hit the post a couple of times and had it rick and didn't have it quite fall their way. Arthur made a couple of brilliant saves, so it could easily have been more. And they just, you know, it's a lot easier to manage the game at 6-0 than it is at 1-0 at 2-0. But they did have that at times where they would just take all the air out of it, metaphorically, and just kind of calmly play it around the back without a care in the world, it seemed.
But it brings it back to what you said during the commentary, is that it's about that game management. Harry Medway mentioned it when we lost against Slimbridge. They have to manage it both ways. And actually, a game today which was managed in a very sensible, practical way, and as you said, like, just keeping hold of the ball with comfort. I think Dan Sackman was going to come and have a chat with us, but I think he's disappeared down the tunnel now.
He's scarpered.
That was a, yeah, I'll chat to you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'll chat to you later.
Yeah, there we go. But no, great game, great win, and in the hat for the next round.
Absolutely. Jordan mentioned it there, that in the hat for the next round, that's all you can ask for. But, a 6-0 victory to do so, got to be a confidence booster, not only for the future rounds of this trophy, but for the other competitions and, of course, for the league as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to bring a close to us here on Stags Radio. Thank you very much for listening. A reminder that all of AFC Tottenham's games you can listen to live and for free on Stags Radio. You can find our Podbean account. We go live about half an hour before kickoff every game. And then, of course, a couple of different links for the first and second half. I think we've kind of got that system down pat now. A reminder that you can follow us there so you get make sure you get notifications every time we go live. You can interact with us in the chat as well. And midweek, when we're not on air, you can still get in contact with us should you show wish, because you can find us on Twitter at Stags Radio.
There we go. Super.
I think that was a...
that was a good summary. I like that.
Yeah. And on a beautiful afternoon here at the Snow Stadium, I think that's going to do it for us. So thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. We'll be back Tuesday evening away at Scholing in the Southern League Cup. That's going to be a fiery encounter, I can imagine. Two sides looking to kind of feel each other out perhaps before they meet in the league later in the season. An early chance to perhaps get the one up on the on your opponents there, and it's always going to be tasty. If you can make your way down to Scholing, we would love to see you there. And if not, don't worry, we will be live on Stags Radio. I think it's a 7:45 kickoff, so we'll be live at 7:15.
Indeed, we will.
Bang. We shall see, or at least virtually see you then. For Doug Webber, I've been Benjamin Rees, and for all of us here at AFC Tottenham, final score, Stags 6, Barnstaple Town 0. Have a wonderful afternoon.